Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 124 for Friday, October 30th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended higher in volatile trading Friday. Canola was anywhere from $1.70 to $2.50 higher, with the January contract coming in at $473.50 per ton. The market came down from the highs it attained earlier in the morning after traders began to take profits. Speculator selling contributed to the initial gains. Demand from China and gains in European rapeseed futures helped to underpin the market. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the weekend, while farmers were hanging on to supplies in search of better prices. However, the loonie was half a cent stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and buyers overseas. Malaysian palm oil was lower, which dragged on values, while North American harvest pressure also weighed on the market. Rain in Brazil has helped to replenish soy fields that were farm and barley untraded. In the U.S., corn sold higher, largely due to weak U.S. dollar. Soybeans were up to January, cracked at $2 per bushel. There are fresh signs of demand for soybeans, which helped to boost the market. China booked 120,000 tons of delivery for this year. This has reassured some investors who feared the Asian giant was turning away from U.S. supplies. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.82 per bushel. The market was taking strength from gains in wheat and soybeans. A lack of fresh news regarding the U.S. corn crop left it more vulnerable to influences like this. Storage bins are filling up in the U.S. as some producers are selling supplies to clear space, or they are putting it into commercial storage. Wheat was up 5 to 7 cents, with the December contract coming in at $5.22 per bushel. Wheat prices were supported by dry conditions around the world, including Ukraine, Australia, and the U.S. Southern Plains. Cold weather in Russia is also threatening the wheat crop there. The market was still feeling a boost from this week's exports data, which showed the best sales numbers in quite some time. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 30th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.